phone in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good.
One of the unexpected developments in the Flint water crisis has been the involvement of Oscar winner and singer Cher. Her interest in Flint started in early January with a steady series of tweets. Then she phoned Flint's mayor, Karen Weaver, asked how she could help. And then she teamed up with Icelandic Glacial to donate tens of thousands of bottles of water to Flint. We see this as a measure of how the Flint story is touching so many people, no matter where they live. Cher is with us now. Thank you so much, Cher, for being on Stateside today.
Thanks, Cindy.
So when and how?
I'm happy to be there.
Good to have you. When and how, Cher, did you first become aware of the water troubles in Flint?
I heard about it on Rachel Maddow, which is where I hear most things. She has a different kind of a program, and every once in a while she goes in depth into a situation that you don't hear. It's like, I think it was just on Good Morning America the last couple of days, or you don't hear it on your local radio station or your local TV station. And so when I started to read about what happened, and when I read that you don't really have democracy in Michigan anymore, and then I saw what they're doing, you know, they state that they're doing it because it's the cities and counties are so poor, but I think they're doing it, they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I think they're doing it wrong, and I think when you have complete power, you know what they say, complete power corrupts absolutely, or absolute power corrupts absolutely, something like that. It's in there somewhere. I'm in the right ballpark.
Now, when you heard the details of the water coming out of the taps in Flint, that clearly got you going to the point where you decided to call Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. Why was that, Cher?
Well, because I was working on the water, and I have to tell you, I wasn't getting much help either. I went to many people. I have to hand it to Brad and the head of the Icelandic Glacial, because I went to many people that you would think American companies would have been Johnny on the spot, but they weren't.
You were looking for water donations?
Well, no, I was just looking to buy water. I was looking to buy water at cost. And did not get the response that I expected. I have a friend, Brad Horwitz, and he has an interest in this company, Icelandic Glacial, and he had sent me some water. It's great. But, you know, it's really expensive. And I thought, well, this is the last place I want to go to buy water. But anyway, so I told him the predicament. He started to read up. He said, I will go to the head of the company and I will say, you know, not only will we sell you the water for cost, but we will match you. You know, that was beyond my wildest imagination, really. But it took a while to get all the things going, because you just don't get and then move almost 182,000 bottles of water. It's 7,000 cases. And in the beginning, I thought it was 40,000. I thought I was going to be able to get 40,000. And then I was over the moon. It just kept getting higher and higher, and just thinking, oh, my God, this is going to make some sort of difference. I mean, in the scheme of things, it's probably not going to make a huge difference, but it's a baby step.
Well, and you cared enough to put that together and also to call the mayor. I was very interested with that. What was that conversation like? What'd you think of Karen Weaver?
Right. Oh, my God. First of all, though, this is so funny. So I call and I say to the lady who answers, hi, I would like to speak to the mayor. This is Cher. And she goes, I'm sorry, the mayor's not here. And I said, well, okay, I want to leave him. I'll leave a message, but I'd really like to talk to her. It's about water that I would like to donate. And the woman said, wait a minute, is this Cher? And I said, yeah. And she said, you mean Cher? And I went, yeah. She said, this is Cher. And I went, yeah. And she said, wait a minute, she's here. I can't remember. I think her name is Nadine. I can't remember right now, but she was so funny. And anyway, so then Karen gets on the phone, and I tell her what I'm trying to do. And then we just start talking. And then I say, also, Karen, I think there's obviously going to be a plastic crisis that's on the heels of this water crisis. And she says, I know, I've been saying the same thing. So then we worked out with the food bank that they are going to have a recycling company come and get their water, which will also be good, because then you can get the money that you get from the water. I hope people listening in Flint will make it their, you know, their job to pick up the plastic and take them to either, if you're near a recycling company, which I'm not sure, but at least people will know where the food bank is and they can take them there. And then that money will then go back into the food bank so that we won't be wasting anything. So Karen had the same idea.
I'm speaking with Cher about her involvement and interest in the Flint water situation, her partnering with Icelandic Glacial to send 181,000 bottles, nearly 182,000 bottles of water to Flint. And I know that some people might not remember, you have an emotional tie to Michigan, don't you, Cher, and to Detroit, because Sonny's from Detroit.
Well, right. Sonny's from Detroit. So, look, if it was any state and I heard this, I would be really upset. But there's an extra little something there for Detroit and for Michigan.
Now, you made some pretty big headlines with those first couple of tweets. First, because it was you weighing in on the Flint water. And then there was that hashtag, firing squad works for me. And I've been following your Twitter feed, and I know you've been responding to people saying, come on, people, it's called sarcasm. Were you just mad as all get out, or was that a very good way to get that tweet into the national spotlight?
Well, you know what? I was harsh, but I don't like this kind of thing. I don't like absolute power. I'm a child of the 60s. I don't like that. I don't like that this governor gets to do whatever he wants to do with people's lives. And nobody, I didn't hear it anyplace. And I kept talking to people, and everybody was going, we haven't heard it. And I went, well, I heard it. Someone's got to be hearing, and I heard it on Rachel Maddow. But nobody was carrying the story. I can imagine people there were beside themselves because no one was caring. So the governor makes me really excited. He makes me really upset. So my passion kind of gets away with me. I just don't believe that one person should have the lives of everyone in the state in his control. It would seem to me if you have the lives of everyone in your state in your hands, you would bend over backwards to do the right thing. You would bend over backwards. You'd be working 20 hours a day. If your state is in this kind of trouble, you'd be working 20 hours a day to make sure that you were doing something for the benefit and not poisoning children.
You know, Cher, for someone in your position, it would be understandable that there was a concern about alienating the fan base with strong opinions. Did you think about that at all, or were you just so mad that you really didn't care?
I always think about it afterwards, and I always think, oh, I should have couched it differently. It was too strong. I mean, there are so many tweets I would like to take back because this isn't one of them. But there are so many times where I've just gone so far and, I'm dramatic. But it never occurred to me that firing squad works for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it never occurred to me that anyone would ever take that seriously in a million years. You know, if you know me, that's not me.
I'd
punch him, but I wouldn't shoot him.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. As I follow your feed, I noticed on January 17th, you've turned your attention to pictures that you've grabbed that teachers have posted of the insides of Detroit's public schools, noting that former Flint emergency manager Darnell Early is now the state-appointed emergency manager to Detroit schools. So you really have gotten into this situation in Southeast Michigan, haven't you?
Well, yes, because it's so dire. And not that it isn't dire everywhere, but there are pictures. You know, you're doing your daily thing and you're involved with whatever you're involved with and you don't see this. And people are either busy looking at their phones or playing some game or texting or tweeting or doing Instagram or whatever, but they're never really looking anymore. People just don't see anymore.
Well, it's interesting because I know from following your Twitter feed, you have a lot of opinions, strong opinions on a lot of things. But is this different? You didn't just air opinions. You jumped in and you made phone calls and you knocked on doors, figuratively, to get involved. Is that unusual for you, Cher?
Well, it's not exactly unusual, but I don't usually talk about it. And there were two reasons I talked about it this time. Well, three. First, I was pissed. Secondly, I wanted to try to get people in my community involved. And I had to be gracious to the people at Icelandic Glacial because they were the only water company that would help me and that they matched funds, and they're not even American.
Well, I see you put an appeal. Maybe fellow artists will help Flint in any way they choose. Big money, small prayers. People in showbiz are notoriously generous and truly care about those in need. Have you had any response after putting that out there, Cher?
Well, I think that, like, I saw something on my feed today that was talking about Mark Ruffalo and P. Diddy and some other people. And, you know, sometimes you get on your feed things that are true, and sometimes you don't know if they're true. And I didn't have time because I was busy all morning, so I didn't have time to look it up.
Yeah.
But if that's true, you know, there are people in my business that can afford to and would want to. And especially, like, I was reading that these children that are drinking this water, it will last in their systems, in their cells forever, that they will not be able to achieve the life goals that other children might be able to. Well, that's just not happening. I mean, that you can't just stand by.
What do you, Cher, want to say to people in Flint particularly, and also people in Michigan listening to you right now, but especially the people in Flint?
Well, I mean, I know from Roger and me that people have forgotten about Michigan, and they don't know the struggle every day. None of us can, but I think you're not forgotten.
Fair enough. Cher, we want to thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside and for sharing your strong feelings about what is happening to people in Flint.
Well, it was really lovely talking to you.
And indeed, the first truck filled with water donated by Cher did roll into Michigan earlier today. It was the first of five semis, and it arrived at the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan in Flint, loaded with 35,000 bottles of water. By early next week, as the rest of those trucks arrive, that donation from Cher is expected to top 181,000 bottles.